Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
The last official day of November. How did we get here? How did we get here?
It's weird when you really think about it. Like, I almost called it Movember. Not on purpose. November went by so quickly.
Too quickly. Your mustache has one day left, and we have some final pushes for donations. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, because you can donate to TJ's mustache.
Yeah, in fact, I actually wanted to talk about that right away this morning. I've raised $885.
Woo! Okay.
Great. Which is lower than I would have liked. I wanted to hit $2,000, and there still is lots of time today. Obviously, like, it was a pretty lofty goal I had when I did this, but you know, my mustache is looking really gross, and I would really, really appreciate if you could donate a couple bucks. I'd like to hit $1,000 today too. Like, even if I hit $1,000, I'll be happy. If I hit $2,000, I'll run through the streets wearing nothing but my mustache.
Whoa, you keep your clothes on.
All right, everyone.
But please donate, and you can do that final push. It's on your Instagram, correct?
Yeah. Yes. At On Air TJ on Instagram, you can click the link in my bio, take you right to my page. I've been trying to like ask politely, but I think the new thing I'm gonna start doing is asking rudely.
Ooh.
Like, give me money.
Give TJ money for his dirty mustache, please.
I need it desperately. What are you doing?
That works.
What are you doing? I like the ending of that.
Leah, what's going on? What's on your mind, producer Leah?
Well, you know, it's Tuesday, so that means it's cheap movie day for me.
Yeah.
That's just going to be a running thing from now on.
Okay.
And I'm going to see, don't judge me, House of Gucci.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay. Because, and you know why? It's just simply because so many people hate it.
Yeah.
Yep. So for that reason, I have to find out.
Well, I cannot wait. Tomorrow morning, we'll have to ask you your thoughts. I wanted to go see it. My girlfriend already has plans with somebody else to see it, so she won't come see it with me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So here we are. I can't wait to see that movie by myself.
Yeah. By yourself.
Yeah. TJ, just ask me on a date in a roundabout way, but here we are. Justin Bieber's Tim Hortons collaboration dropped yesterday, and of course, because it's Justin Bieber and Tim Hortons, the merch is being sold for just ridiculous prices.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that coming up at 6:08. Good morning. It's Adele. Easy on me. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The collaboration that nobody expected, nobody really wanted, but now no one can get enough of.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber and Tim Hortons, man.
All I saw yesterday on like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter was about the Tim Biebs.
Yeah,
like
everywhere.
The Timbits. Everybody wanted it. They were actually really good.
Yeah,
Sam East had a really good point I saw. She said you should microwave them for at least 10 seconds first to heat them up.
Oh, a little melt.
And now I can't stop thinking about it.
Now, not only were the, like TJ just said, the Tim Biebs release, so little Timbits. There was three different kinds, all of them delicious, I will say. There was also merch that came out. So there was like a bag, there was a toque, a fanny pack. And because Justin Bieber is Justin Bieber, all of this merch is pretty much sold out, and it's now going for ridiculous amounts online. So it's on like resale websites and eBay. Listen to this. So you can get for between $70 and $80 the toque or the fanny pack or the tote bag. The tote bag is going for more like $90 because it's kind of like the retro look as well.
That's resale?
Yeah, that's resale.
For a tote bag?
Yeah, that's resale for a tote bag, $90. And some people are selling the full trifecta, I guess, for $250. And others are listed as high as $500.
What?
And this is only the day after. So, like,
oh my God.
You can just imagine the next week or so.
We saw this happen earlier this year with BTS, because BTS and McDonald's had a collab. And I think even just the boxes of nuggets, without the nuggets, were going for, like, hundreds of dollars. Because people just wanted the logo and... I think I saw or read yesterday that people are just cutting out the parts of the Timbit boxes
that
say Tim Biebs, and they were just selling the little piece of cardboard online too, which even if you make $5 on is such a crime. But they're putting the prices up there because people are willing to pay it.
And
like we can get just as mad at those people for buying it at that price as we can for the... for selling it at that price.
We had a bunch of texts come in yesterday from not only the people who are buying the Timbits and the merch, but the parents who had to drive the people to get the merch at like 6 a.m. when a lot of Tim Hortons open. I guess the lineups were just out of control. So if you're in a lineup right now trying to get Tim Biebs or Tim Hortons and Justin Bieber merchandise, we love you and just sending a big shout out to you.
A friend of mine said they were outside the Tim Hortons at 5 a.m. lining up. I'm like, I don't think you needed to do that though. Like, you could have just waited.
And out of curiosity, how old was this person that you know?
They were too old to wait outside of a Tim Hortons at 5 a.m. for Justin Bieber merch.
Okay, I thought so.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Dating has changed a ton during the pandemic. It's gotten really, really weird and really, really good in some regards.
Yeah.
And the latest thing to happen is this term, fast forwarding. What do you think that means?
I could tell you I've probably done it just based on the name. Is it where you basically like sprint your way through a relationship?
No.
Where everything goes really quick?
That's called U-hauling.
Okay.
Just moving in together really, really quickly. TJ likes to move in with his partners after about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
The newest dating term is fast forwarding. As the name suggests, it means you're looking ahead and considering if this person and partner fits into the picture of what you want. Because of the pandemic, we've had a lot of time to look inwards.
Way too much time.
So what people are doing now is they're actually looking at these partners and seeing, hey, do you actually fit what I want for future me rather than what do I want for present me?
This sounds incredibly healthy.
It does sound incredibly healthy. So
normally dating terms are not healthy.
No, it's usually like ghosting or much more expletive-based words. Experts at Bumble say that what you wanted at the beginning of the pandemic is likely not what you want for a partner now. And 34% of people on Bumble, the pandemic has drastically changed what they are now interested in when it comes to seeking potential partners. And globally, 2 in 3 people say that they are now prioritizing emotional availability. Listen to that. Isn't that healthy?
Have we done it? Have we achieved self-growth?
I have a feeling.
It sounds like it.
But the thing is like we see this, and then the second the world starts to open back up slowly, we just hear about people going and hooking up and then ghosting again.
Yeah. So we'll be Spider-Man kissing each other.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good thing for now. But in the very near future, I feel like people will be in the summer ghosting each other once again. I don't mind.
Which actually isn't bad for us, considering it is Tuesday and we have a new episode of The Ghosted coming up at 8 o'clock.
Look at him go. Cross promotion. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So last week, the big thing was looking your name up on Urban Dictionary. And now this week, it's looking things and cities in Ontario up on Urban Dictionary.
Apparently. So yeah. Narcity, who's one of my favorite websites, put together this list, and it's the things that Urban Dictionary has to say about Ontario.
Okay.
And some of them pretty good.
Oh, no.
Let me just roll through them for you. So starting with the TTC. By the way, if you're unfamiliar with Urban Dictionary, it's like an unofficial dictionary which just kind of teaches you like slang or like gives opinions on things. And it's really funny. Anyway, so the TTC in Toronto, Canada, this stands for take the car.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Also on Urban Dictionary, the CN Tower, Canada's gigantic super weapon.
Oh, no.
The CN Tower can fire lasers out of the tip of the tower.
That's right.
Bouncing off a satellite mirror in the sky and can hit anywhere in the world at any given time.
I hate that and I love it. Oh, God.
Urban Dictionary says the 401 is a very long stretch of parking lot in southern Ontario, occasionally used as a highway. That's pretty funny.
That's right.
A Toronto man's.
Okay. What is said about the man's?
Okay. A male from the age group of 20 to 40.
Okay.
Typifying the urban Drake wannabe.
Okay.
The Toronto man wears Canada Goose knockoff parkas and athletic gear at all times. At least one item of apparel must bear the logo of the Raptors or Blue Jays. Yeah. Chains and Axe body spray are mandatory accessories, as well as the cheapest item possible that bears the logo of an expensive brand.
Also found on the 501 streetcar very often.
Yeah,
that's right. All the man's on there.
Also in there was Kyle Lowry, who's no longer in Ontario, but still worth mentioning. Kyle Lowry, the NBA player with the biggest caboose.
Oh, okay.
And then producer Leah found one on Brampton, which is, of course, my beloved homeland.
Yes, your hometown, your home city.
Brampton is a city northwest of Toronto, maybe like a 30-minute drive. Brampton is known for all the accidents that the city has.
I mean, well,
true.
A lot of the traffic I do is about Brampton.
Yeah.
So who writes these? Like, is it like Wikipedia where you can just submit yourself?
Yeah,
and
they're
just
user
like,
submitted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get going on it. What would you submit for Brampton?
I think that one was pretty accurate. Also home to the greatest Mandarin on Earth, the greatest mall on Earth in Bramley City Center.
Yeah, that's right.
And the greatest park on Earth in Gage Park.
Loves Brampton, the king of Brampton.
Also the greatest bus system.
Yeah?
The Zoom bus? Are you kidding?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Eglinton Crosstown may not open next year because life is pain. Metrolinx confirmed that they are now working diligently with our contractor to get it substantially completed by the end of 2022, leaving open the possibility of a 2023 kickoff for ridership.
Wow, yeah.
Prior to this, plans for the Eglinton Crosstown had called for it to be operational at some point in 2022. And before that, it was already pushed back from 2020. So it's never getting done is actually the answer.
Never.
The Toronto Raptors are looking for BIPOC creatives to spotlight at upcoming games. Woo! The Raptors Welcome Toronto Creators Program is an initiative that advocates for BIPOC creatives in Toronto and is now open for a round of applicants. The finalists would be assigned one Welcome Toronto game that will spotlight their art and story, and the artists will be featured both during the broadcast of the game and across the Raptors' social media platforms. It's a really, really cool
incredible
idea. A new poll asked people what their perfect job would be and what it would look like. And in general, we just want fewer hours and more days off. Shocker. The average person's ideal job would require them to work just 26 hours a week, pay at least 60 grand a year, and offer around 6 weeks of paid vacation. On top of that, people also want to have the ability to not work their own birthday. And our perfect job would also include a supportive boss, a comfortable chair, free coffee, friendly colleagues, regular raises and promotions,
hey,
a great retirement plan, and bonuses for outstanding work.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, but it's modern times, so pick two.
Unprecedented times. That's right. 2 out of 8.
2 out of 8. The poll also found that the ideal commute would be about 17 minutes long. Or as people in the GTA like to say, hilarious. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All gifts are nice and thoughtful and sweet and beautiful and welcomed, except they're not. And some gifts need to stop being gifts. Some gifts you just don't want anymore. And some gifts aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, especially when it comes to Christmas. TJ, you saw something online and it's got me thinking.
There was a TikTok that said that we need to stop buying the women in our lives those weird gift packs from Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yep.
I think you know the ones I'm talking about. They always come with like an assortment of body spray.
Yeah.
Or body lotion.
You get a lotion, a spray, and then like a shampoo. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know like for guys, it was the Axe body spray kit where it would come with a can of spray can or a spray can. And it would also come with body wash and a loofah and maybe the 3-in-1, the body wash, conditioner, and shampoo.
It's like the Nivea Super Pack.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always that pack, and it's always for $30. It's always for $30.
I also saw that the average person decides if they like a Christmas present in 14 seconds.
Oh, for sure.
And supposedly, pajamas are the most common gift that gets returned, and fancy toiletries are the most common items to get regifted.
Yeah, so, and that's the thing. I find it odd that people keep on giving toiletries to each other because, like, you don't know what somebody else wants in a scent or uses for their body.
No.
It's a very intimate gift for somebody to give, usually as a family member or stranger.
I mean, if you ever need proof that marketing works,
those
things, because they're always just set up in the aisle at Shoppers Drug Mart, and you go, oh, yeah, I think my aunt would like that. Why would your aunt like that?
Whenever I was in a bind for my dad, I would just get him, like, one of those super packs. I was like, this looks manly.
Yeah.
He needs some aftershave and some deodorant. It's like, why am I buying my father that?
In your defense, dads are the hardest people on earth to buy for. Like, I never knew what to get my dad.
My mother always gets me the same gift. Not every year, but every couple of years. And it's always a robe. And I don't know how many robes she thinks. I don't know what kind of cult she thinks
you
I'm
have
starting.
9 robes
but
over
she
years.
Keeps giving me a robe, and I'm like, I don't even like robes as much. But it's one of those gifts that she's like, ah, yeah, she kind of had a smile 9 years ago about this, so I'll just keep giving it. I don't want any more.
Again,
robes,
she's
Mom.
In Shoppers, and she sees something that's plaid, and she's like, that'll do.
I don't want any more. I don't want any more. So we want to know, what's that one gift that we can just retire? You don't want anymore. It's the most overdone gift, or the gift that you're just tired of getting. 416-872-9999, or you can text us 999-999. And you know what? Christmas is about giving, but sometimes we don't want what you're giving. It's loud luxury. Love no more. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Christmas is a time about giving, but you just don't want this present anymore. What's the gift that people just keep giving you that you just don't want to see anymore? 416-872-9999 or 999-999. TJ, what's going on?
We have some great texts coming in, and some that I'm actually kind of shocked about. From the 289, freaking mugs.
What?
I am a teacher, and the collection of mugs is out of control. I am very appreciative every year when the talks of gifts come up. I always say, guys, save your money. It's my job to teach you. But we keep getting mugs. Parents, this is a PSA. We need alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol or money. Give teachers what they need, not mugs.
Yeah, exactly. From the 647, Pyrex. Not sure if it's a Filipino thing, but Filipinos love gifting Pyrex glassware. One time at a Christmas party, we got 3 sets of those.
Pyrex is good stuff, though.
What's Pyrex?
Pyrex is like glassware. So it's like Tupperware with glass. It's like the 30-plus version of Tupperware.
So it's exactly what I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah.
That's from David,
like,
by the way.
Big dishes that you can cook into.
From the 905, too many candles. You have one candle burning once when someone comes over, and you pay for it for life.
TJ would love that. TJ loves candles.
I'm a bit of a candle boy. That's from Chantel. From the 905, hand creams. My mother-in-law always buys me hand creams for my birthday and Christmas, and I have a box under my bathroom sink that I don't even use.
I always get my mother lotion, and I'm not sure how dry I think she is.
Yeah.
But, like, I just keep getting her lotion every year.
Moms and mother-in-laws seem to be a little bit off, because another one from the 905, lip chap. My mother-in-law has given me multiple lip chaps every year for Christmas. I have an obscene amount. I'm starting to think she thinks I have very chapped lips.
Haley, what would it be for you? What's that gift that you just never want to see again?
Oh, my goodness. It is the pot of gold chocolate.
What?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
It is just, I know. But it is the same gift from the same person every single year. It's not even like it's a different flavor. It's the same one.
Do you want to expose who they are?
No.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca.
Woo!
Canada has to tap into its maple syrup strategic reserves amid a global shortage. So this is according to Bloomberg News. The Quebec maple syrup producers is releasing about 50 million pounds of syrup from its strategic reserve. This is about half of its savings. A spokesperson said that the reserve is there to make sure that we are always able to sell and offer this product. Obviously, because of the pandemic, they said that people have been cooking a lot more, so they've been going through a lot more syrup. Thus, there's been a shortage. They said not to worry. They're going to be digging into 7 million more trees in the future to stock up once more and assure they can meet demand next year. So don't worry, everybody. They're still getting their syrup.
It's happening.
Yeah, we're taking care of it. Ontario's 2022 forecast is going to be kind of a messy mix of snow, ice, and rain. They're saying that an active storm could bring an abundance of snow to much of the region at times, but many systems will also bring a messy mix of snow, ice, and rain, especially across the southern Ontario areas. And then there's going to be a prolonged thaw. So just to put this into another way, it's going to be winter.
I bought winter boots.
Yeah.
My first pair of winter boots yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm ready.
Yeah. Bring it on, eh?
Bring it on. The Farmer's Almanac said it was going to be bad.
No,
so I knew.
Okay.
I knew.
The Farmer's Almanac also said it was going to snow in mid-October.
It's funny, though, because all the news about the weather is just right on par with Farmer's Almanac, and you keep telling
me. It didn't snow till yesterday.
The Farmer's Almanac said it would.
No, they didn't. I'm done with your Farmer's Almanac narrative. Hey, it's the last day of November. As of tomorrow, you're going to see less greasy mustaches on the men that you love in your life.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot less of them around town. I've, of course, been growing my mustache for the last month. My girlfriend, she's pretty over it. But try to raise some money here for November. And my goal was $2,000.
Yeah.
It looks like, barring some sort of miracle, I'm going to be falling a bit short of that. Just under $1,000 right now. I'd love to be able to get a last minute push.
Yes.
And get some money in there for a great cause. It's for men's health, both physical and mental. Of course, we know about mental health and, you know, the stigma behind that, which, of course, in the last couple of years has come a tremendous distance. Like, you know, we're doing a lot better with that. But for men's health, the thing that they're talking a lot about is men die of very preventable diseases. Also, I believe the stat is 3 of the 4 suicides in Canada are men. So there's things that they're trying to remove the stigma from still.
Yes. Yeah.
Still a long way to go. And this money goes towards helping those
incredible
people. So you can go to my Instagram at OnAirTJ and click the link in my bio. If you got a couple bucks to donate, that'd be fantastic. I feel like I've been very polite about asking, so I'm going to start being aggressive.
Yeah, get saucy. Get saucy.
You know what? If you're a cool person, you'll donate money. And if you don't donate money, I guess you're just not a cool person who hates men's health.
Yeah, if you don't donate to TJ, you hate men.
That's exactly
that's right,
it.
Yeah. That's what I heard. Yeah.
And that's what's trending on TJ.
Yeah, that got threatening.
Yeah.
Well, as TJ said, it's not only the last day of November, but would you look at that? It's Tuesday, so that means Ghosted is coming up right after 8 a.m. And how would you describe this Ghosted, TJ?
Messy. as is all ghosts. It's messy.
Messy like the weather. It's coming up in less than 5 minutes. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, we're going to introduce you to Leo, who went on 3 dates with Angie and can't figure out why he's on Ghosted now. So, Leo, what's up? Welcome to the show, and why are you here?
Hey, Virgin Radio. What's up, man?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Hello.
What, I can't just call to say hey?
No, you're here for a reason. What's going on?
Yeah, buddy. Tell us what happened with Angie.
Yeah, you know what's up. I heard the last Ghosted, and it seems you guys made it work for them, so I was hoping you can help the same magic for me in this way.
I mean, in the way we did.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Magic.
Yes.
If enabling is helping, then yes, we absolutely help.
Okay, so tell us about this.
So I like this girl. Her name is Angie. She's really cute, really smart, and we get along pretty well. I don't know her much yet. We've only seen each other a few times, but from what I do know, I really like her. We have the exact same sense of humor, which is really important for me. And right after our first date, we started DMing our favorite bits, jokes on Instagram. Hmm. And like, she just gets it.
Okay.
It's so hard to find a girl who gets it.
Yeah.
I guess. So then... All of this sounds good. Why are you on Ghosted?
Yeah. What happened?
I mean, like, it's been good, but then a few days now, I've called, I texted, I've DM'd her, and she's just not answering me. I'm just running out of options now, you guys.
Yeah.
How much? How much texting? How much calling?
How often? How frequent?
Like, I'm not going over the top, but it's been like a few a day, because I'm like, maybe she's working, maybe.
That's over the top. Yeah.
Okay, well, just let him talk here, okay? He didn't get to finish it. He's like, just a few a day. Oh, don't talk. Just give him a minute. Give him a minute. Poor Leo here. It's nerve-wracking enough to be on with us. I understand this. So, Leo, here's what we're going to do. You've made all the calls and texts, and Jax has suggested politely that maybe it was too much. So how about we make the phone call for you next and see if she picks up, and we'll find out what happened.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you haven't met Leo yet, here he is. He's a funny guy, nice guy, went on 3 dates with somebody named Angie, and then he's never heard from her again. Tried calling a couple times, texting a couple times, and nothing, right, Leo?
Nothing.
Now, is there any other details you want to add to this story before we make the call?
I mean, there's really nothing I can think of. The last convo we had, we were dying laughing about a Bill Burr special over the phone. And I don't know, that solidified that I wanted her in my life. Like, you guys get what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, people get Bill Burr or they don't.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
Okay. Now, when we make this call, as I often say to people, this can be a real hit to the ego because these answers are unfiltered. Are you sure you want us to make the call?
Yes, please. I gotta know.
Well, let's make the call to Angie.
Hello.
Hi, is this Angie?
Yes, it is.
Angie, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's going on?
Not much.
Cool. Hey, all right. Why'd you ghost Leo?
Leo.
Did he call you too much?
Jax.
Oh, well, Leo is something else. Leo's actually a lot of things.
Oh.
A hack being one of them.
Oh. Okay. That's a lot to digest right off the top. So let's start from you guys dated 3 times from what we understand.
Yeah.
Is a good amount of time. Yeah. People are like, oh, I kind of like this person at 3 times, right?
Yeah, but so like he didn't tell you guys he's a comedian?
No, but it's kind of making sense.
He's mentioned he liked comedy, and you guys, sorry. Well, yeah, we've heard that. He likes comedy, you like comedy, and that you were trading bits back and forth.
Yeah.
Bill Burr, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, he probably wanted to just come off like naturally funny, and so I thought he was too. And I mean, like, honestly, it kind of sucks because we actually get along like amazingly. And I almost regret, like, looking into him further, but it's because I was actually starting to catch feelings. Yeah. And but you know, I guess it's just for the best now.
What happened? Like, what did you find?
Well, I went to see him perform last Thursday, and the entire set was about me.
Like, good or bad?
And no, not in a flattering way at all. He said, like, I came to the date looking thirsty. He said I ate my meal and his and had the nerve to ask for dessert. And, like, meanwhile, we met at Second Cup, and I took, like, a nibble off his carrot muffin.
Is that right?
And we actually, like, joked about the carrot muffin, too, but, like, way funnier than his jokes on stage. But then, yeah, and then he said I was dying to come back to his place. And, like, this guy has three other roommates who's trying to go home to that. Like, he actually claimed that he had to struggle to get me to leave his house. And he would actually hate for me to say this, but he actually ended up crying in my arms that same night about how his ex did him dirty. And it took him a while for him to leave my car.
I'm just
like,
now.
It wasn't funny at all. I mean, I guess lies are comical.
Phil, Angie, you think comics are always telling the truth on stage? If you can't handle this heat, then it's best we don't hang out anymore, I don't think.
Sorry. Yeah, Angie, he's on the phone. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Like, wait, Leo, you do realize that no one was laughing that night, right? Like, they cut your time short, and the host literally said that as soon as you got off the stage.
Leo, this seems like a bit of a backfire, man.
I mean, everything's fine. Like, nothing's wrong in the slightest. Like, I know now, like, I can't just talk to some overly sensitive chick she'd never survive in my world.
Okay. Yeah, you know, she's definitely the problem here, for sure.
Your world, your rules.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a bit of a bad boy, and some people can't take the heat, so get out of the kitchen.
Angie, do you have anything you want to add?
Just that I was definitely more interested in talking to you guys.
Oh, thank you. You know, if you miss us, you can listen to our podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app.
I do like podcasts. You guys actually make me laugh, though.
Oh, okay.
All right. Lying, Angie. I called them, not you.
Okay. Everybody take really good care.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
The Eglinton Crosstown may not be open next year because, of course, that's just what the Crosstown is doing to us. Metrolinx confirmed they are now working diligently with our contractor to get it substantially completed by the end of 2022 now, leaving open the possibility of a 2023 kickoff for ridership. Prior to this, plans for the Eglinton Crosstown had called for it to be operational at some point in 2022, a date that had already been pushed back from the originally scheduled 2020. So 3 years behind ain't so bad, right?
Well, it's coming along quick.
Doing it. The Raptors are looking for BIPOC creatives to spotlight at upcoming games. This is really cool. The Raptors Welcome Toronto Creators Program is an initiative that advocates for BIPOC creatives in Toronto and is now open for a new round of applicants. The program spotlights emerging BIPOC artists between the ages of 16 to 29. Three artists are chosen for one-on-one mentoring and networking opportunities with the Raptors Creative Resources. Then the finalists are also assigned one Welcome Toronto game that will spotlight their art and story. And the artists will be featured both during the broadcast of the game and across the Raptors social media platforms.
Incredible.
Yeah, really cool idea. I love that. A new poll asked people what their perfect job would look like. And in general, if you can believe it, we want to work less and have more days off. The average person's ideal job would require them to work 26 hours a week, pay at least $60,000 a year, and offer around 6 weeks of paid vacation, including having their own birthday off every year.
No way.
Our perfect job would also include a supportive boss, a comfortable chair, free coffee, friendly colleagues, regular raises and promotions, a great retirement plan, and bonuses for outstanding work. But it's 2021, so pick two of those.
Sounds like heaven, doesn't it?
Yeah. The poll also found that the ideal commute would be about 17 minutes long.
No, not here. Not here, my friend.
Not today.
Not today.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
All right, we are just a few minutes away from your next chance at getting your four-day work week on. So text word payday, your first and your last name to 999999 right now, because we could be calling your name and giving you a four-day work week for a year. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You trained for it, you studied for it, you paid for it, probably a lot of money in student loans, and now you're not doing it. A lot of people actually kind of pivoted and changed careers over the pandemic because we, you know, not only had a crisis on our hands, we had a lot of time to think about what we wanted to actually do. And TJ, a friend of yours was doing one job and now is doing something completely different.
Yeah, a friend of mine who works in radio actually has been doing it for, I want to say like 15 years, give or take.
Yeah.
Posted on Instagram that they were quitting radio, going back to school.
What?
Getting their degree in psychology, and then they were going to get their master's.
Pardon me?
And they're like near 40, which is...
Wow.
It's just cool. Like, you know, somebody in their mid-30s being like, no, I'm done with this, and then completely switching gears. And I find that... What I find most admirable in people is their ability to just go back to school. Because I hated school so much. So whenever you hear someone be like, oh yeah, you know, I graduated and now I'm taking the post-grad program and even just like a one-year diploma, whatever it is, I'm like, you're nuts. How are you able to do that?
I barely made it through radio school.
Yeah,
so.
Which is clown college.
Community college.
They're like, here's how you paint your face and here's the things that you squeeze. So what we wanted to know was if you have ever changed career paths.
Yeah.
What were you doing before? What are you doing now? And you can text us 999999 or call us 416-872-9999. I even know my brother went through this. So he went to school for advertising and then worked in advertising for a year or two. And if you don't know, like advertising is a very competitive, high stress environment.
Yeah.
Which is also like very fun, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's too much on your head. A lot of people have heart attacks for a reason. Yeah.
And then in his early 20s, he's bailed and went and he's working for the city now and he loves it.
Well, this isn't the same thing, but within journalism, like I went to school thinking I would be a hard news broadcaster.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you give us your hard news
read? No, I can't. And that's the reason I didn't make it through first year. But very quickly, I realized that I am not serious enough nor trustworthy enough to do hard news. But yeah, I think if I wasn't doing radio, I'd want to be a pilot.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd always wanted to be a pilot as a kid, but you have to do a lot of science for that. What would you do?
I've always wanted to work in sports. I love sports. Yeah. In fact, to your point, when I first got into radio when I was in school, I wanted to be a radio broadcaster or a sports broadcaster.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought I had opinions about the Leafs that people needed to hear.
Hot takes.
But what you might not know is that when you're breaking into the industry, you have to move to a small town to kind of cut your teeth. And I really didn't want to move to like a small town in Saskatchewan and have to care about curling. So I didn't follow through with sports.
I think you can do whatever you want. Hot takes on sports or not. We just got a text actually from the 905. I just started back at school at 40 years old, currently working in social services sector, but trying to flip my gear and wanted to be a union representative.
Oh, cool.
You're never too late. Never too late. So we want to know you were doing this and now you're doing that. 416-872-9999 or 999-999. Selton Dawn, Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, 999 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You started with this job, and now you're doing something completely different. 416-872-9999 or 999-999. You changed your old career path. TJ, you have a friend that just did a hard right turn.
Yeah, they've been working in radio for like 15 years, and they posted on Facebook. They're going back to school to study psychology. They've been doing online schooling, but they're finishing their degree, and then they're going to go get their master's, and they're close to 40 years old.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable. Like, good for them. Like I said, I really admire people that can just go back to school, because I hated every second I ever
spent. That's bravery, man, right there. That's bravery.
Got some great texts coming in this morning, Jax, from the 905. I went to school for culinary, then changed gears to office admin. I'm now back working in the culinary industry and paying student debt to offer admin.
That always comes with a little extra student loans, eh? Cherry on top.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Another one. I was in a parks bylaw and security officer for the city of Mississauga for over 8 years. In 2012, I chose to become a tattoo artist.
Oh, wow.
That's a huge right turn.
That's really cool.
Eli in the 647 used to be a chef at Scotiabank for Raptors and Leafs execs. Now I work at a car manufacturer. And the last one from Hillary in the 705. I went to school for 11 years. Taking marketing, art, and then industrial design. Had to change gears after I got burnt out into the workforce because of, burnout.
Yeah.
I retrained as a hypnotist, and now I help people all over the world. I love my new path.
Just a casual hypnotist.
Yeah, just
going
a casual
to school
hypnotist.
To be a hypnotist.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The new My McDonald's Rewards is here. Earn points for delicious rewards for Big Macs, Happy Meals, premium roast coffee, McMuffin breakfast sandwiches, and more. And you know what? To celebrate that, caller 9 right now is going to win a $100 McDonald's gift card. That's 416-872-9999. Woo! Guys, it's time to panic. Canada is tapping into maple syrup strategic reserves amid a global shortage. According to Bloomberg, the Quebec maple syrup producers are releasing about 50 million pounds of syrup from its strategic reserve. This is about half of its savings. A spokesperson said the reserve is there to make sure that we are always able to sell and offer this product.
Oh, good.
I guess they're saying people were cooking and baking a lot more, and because of, you know, this whole pandemic
business.
It doesn't
grow on trees.
And because, no, it grows in them. And because of this, there's been more maple syrup that people have been buying. So they said not to worry. They will be digging into 7 million more trees in the future to stock up once again and ensure they can meet the demand next year.
Good.
How much syrup have you had over the pandemic, Jax?
I'm a bad Canadian. I don't love syrup. I don't love syrup.
Pardon?
I know. Producer Leah is looking horrified at me. I don't love syrup. It's too rich for my blood. Oh. And this is coming from a woman that has Splenda in her coffee, okay? Oh,
looking for the smoke on a Tuesday. Ontario's 2022 forecast is going to be a messy mix of snow, ice, and rain. This is according to actual science, though. They said that it's going to be like kind of snowy and stormy. Hey, who'd have thought that winter would be like that?
You say these things, but then you also read these reports in Trending. So you do find some importance to them, TJ.
Well, it's nice to know that global warming hasn't completely taken over just yet. It's only making things a bit more mild and insufferable. Ontario may see a prolonged thaw, too, due to longer periods of milder weather, they're saying, which will especially happen throughout the southern parts of the province. So, based on that, it sounds like we're going to get hit a couple times pretty hard with snow, and then it's going to thaw out, and then everything's going to be okay. And today is the last day of November. Woo! As of tomorrow, you're going to see less greasy mustaches walking the streets of Toronto or your town. And I'm trying to raise money for Movember myself. Trying to hit the goal of $2,000. I'm actually sneaking up there, $1,300.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So if you want to help me out, you can go to my Movember page. Just go to Instagram, @onairTJ. My link is in the bio.
That's right.
Or you just click my story and tap the link right there. I've been asking nicely.
Yes.
Because Movember is very important. It raises money for men's mental health because obviously trying to get rid of the stigma. Mm-hmm. But 3 in 4 suicides are men. And yes, it's because there's a huge stigma in the community of men not talking about their mental health.
That's right.
So they're trying to get rid of that. And also men's health, physical health, pardon me, which is, you know, getting things like your testicles checked and your prostate examined and that type of thing. Because men, for whatever reason, feel embarrassed about talking about that. And they say men die of preventable diseases all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of that. They're raising money. I know, like I was telling this story the other week. My grandfather passed away very young. He was in his 50s due to prostate cancer. And because of that, it runs in my family. The men in my family have to get ours looked at starting at 30. And I believe the age you normally have to get it done is 40. So, you know, that's something I got to start to think about in the next year or so, because I'm turning 30 next year. And it's just, it's when I think about it, too, it sucks because my dad's dad passed away when he was in his 30s. He had 3 kids in his 30s and lost his dad really young. And it's horrible. And it's, you know, if we can do what we can to try and make these diseases more catchable and preventable, then we should. So raise money for a great cause. Or if you want to do it in the meaner way, if you don't donate, then you're silly. You're a silly goose.
You're going to threaten everybody now to give you money?
You want to be a cool person?
Yeah.
Like, all the cool kids are donating to TJ's Movember page.
That's right.
I mean, like, if you don't want to be cool, that's your business, but all the cool kids
Big
are doing
Big scary guy.
It.
And TJ's actually going to go shave his mustache after the show and going to give me the clippings so I can work on my project.
I gave you the clippings last year and you said you didn't want them.
Oh, yeah. I still have them, though.
Also, what's your project?
Don't you worry about that.
Okay. That's what's trending up, TJ.
Get your name in quick. Text word payday, your first and your last name, to 999999 right now. You could be getting your 4-day work week on your next chance. Coming up at 3 p.m., Shannon Burns is up next. Have an amazing day.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.